النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was this beautiful fountainhead of wisdom and knowledge. He had complete mastery over all of the Islamic sciences, but he was also a master upon the non-Islamic sciences. He was the honorable direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor, and the 10th divinely appointed trustee of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. During the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil had the most bitter enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And this was due to the special respect and honor that was given to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Mutawakkil Abbasi imposed a severe house arrest upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam. He monitored all his activities, he pinpointed his followers, and prevented legal dues from coming to Imam al-Hadi. He even tried his best to prevent scholars and narrators from associating with the divinely appointed Imam. Unfortunately, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam suffered a lot during the reign of Mutawakkil Abbasi. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, when we have this one conversation, actually, in which Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam is talking to one of his companions, and in this conversation and back and forth, you know, of course, the issue of the financial situation of this individual comes up. And overall, in that era in the society, overall, the Muslim masses were in a difficult economic condition, even though the merchant class and the people that were connected directly or indirectly to the political establishment, they were quite wealthy. And the caliphs themselves were incredibly, incredibly wealthy beyond imagination because they had amassed the wealth of the common people. So in this kind of a situation, you know, where people are worried about their financial means, about making ends meet, which is very similar to what we are facing across the world in the present day, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he refers to a verse of the Holy Quran, and he says that when my servants ask you concerning me, Allah, then surely I, Allah, am very near. I answer the prayer of the suppliant when he calls upon me. So they should answer my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. Now, from this verse of the Holy Quran, there's a lot of different points that we pick up that we can, you know, use in our daily lives. So first and foremost is we need to realize that the closest, I don't know, being or existence that is near to us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to look at external variables as being very close to us. You know, our parents, our spouses, our children, our friends, especially in our, you know, youth and adolescent and teenage years, we think that, you know, our best friend or our closest friend. We need to start to realize that these relationships are secondary to our relationship with Allah. Allah is the one that is the closest to us, the nearest to us. And it is Allah who answers our prayers when we call upon Him. So this means that we must be dependent upon Allah. We must have this relationship of creation and creator, you know, the one who does the dua and the one who answers the dua. And these are very beautiful relationships that here Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam brings up in this conversation, you know, these very intimate relationships that we should connect with and have with the Almighty Allah. And finally, though, belief in Allah and answering the call of Allah, you know, being a good Muslim, these are also prerequisites in order to build and establish that relationship with the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.